Hey, you guys.
Welcome back.
Hakuna Matata.
Welcome back to the Strawberry Milk Pod.
We are in Hawaii.
Oh, wait, Georgia, sorry. What day is it?
Tuesday.
Wait, how is that possible that this
Welcome
is...
Welcome back, Milk Mom.
Are we a bit... We're so consistent, a guy would block us.
It is currently Monday evening, and we're like, we better get that Tuesday podcast out the door, honey. So here we are.
We have to set the scene, okay? So we had a long, short flight to Hawaii.
A quick 6-hour flight.
Just a quick, a little
Everything
quick
went
six
smoothly.
Hour.
Airport was empty. Luggage didn't get lost.
It was...
Got
honestly
here.
Great. Now we're sitting in the bed in our robes.
We sat in the sun for like a quick second and then we're like, okay, let's get down to business, set up the mics.
Georgia
the
made
a good drink.
Georgia made a little guava cocktail. Wait, cheers. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah. Not gonna lie though, it's a little bit of a strong one. We didn't have that much to choose from other than the pog in the fridge.
So pog for the Strawberry Milk Pod. All right, guys, buckle your seatbelts because this is episode 5 and it's going to be all about heartbreak 101. Okay.
Thank God we paused for that.
I need to run the intro. Okay, so first of all, I need to just like, before we get into it, I need everyone to know that today I bought a book in the airport and I already read 150 pages. So I actually am...
Sydney and I are not really readers. I don't know if that's just a new generation thing. That sounds so bad, but like we don't really read that many books. But I also read 60 pages of my book.
Yeah. I used to read when I was younger and then now I'm just glued to my phone. I'm not afraid to admit it. And I was walking to the airport. My mom was like, I'm gonna get a book, and I was like, you know what, I really should be reading something else other than like sappy TikTok captions.
I'm just staring at this yacht that's in the ocean right now and I'm wondering, are they reading books?
They probably are. I feel like most people do read.
Yeah, I didn't even recognize it. I posted it on my story and your friend responded and he was like, I thought that was someone else.
Wait, that is funny because I don't read, and I told my friends, I was like, I'm kind of an Einstein now. I can't remember the last time I read a full book.
So I don't like buying things when someone else has bought them. So we're standing in the airport and Sydney picks up the book, It Ends With Us, which like everyone on the internet talks about. I have no clue what it's about. No, I see TikTok still. I don't know what it's about. I have no information about this. I just know that that's the book that you want to pick up of the 27 sitting on that wall. And so I can't buy it though because she's buying it. And that seems wasteful in my mind to like buy the same thing. So I ended up
Don't worry, babe. I'm almost done.
Yeah, I figured as soon as she's done, I'm just going to read that for the next 2 days at the pool. But it was nice. It was nice reading for sure.
Georgia bought like a business book. So
it's about how to manage, like things about managing and how managing styles have changed in the last 4 years, which is helpful because, as you know, our Strawberry Milk Mom business, like we're learning how to, it's weird, you guys. Like it started off with my sisters and then now you have to like hire people and manage them and have HR and all these things. So it's definitely like a learning process as I make TikToks on the side.
Definitely interesting, especially I feel like at this age, it's very weird. A lot of pressure.
So this is the Yapathon. Welcome back to the Yapathon. As you can see, we've already started.
I heard some people bring up last episode being like, yeah, you know what? She is slightly irritating. And it didn't offend me. Nice try. Like I told you guys,
like,
I am aware.
I'm getting irritated.
So but I'm so glad that everyone's back for another Yapathon. Like, I don't know what else to say.
We wanted to talk about heartbreak today because we have our Instagram page and our TikTok page and everyone who was DMing us was asking questions about heartbreak. So we thought we had a couple things to share here or there.
Like, let's give it an episode.
Why
and
not?
I think our advice is going to be very similar because my advice was taught to me by Georgia. So we have
so
the same
true.
Opinion. And I kind of do want to preface that because you know me, I'm always like so sensitive, but like this is our opinion. So everyone's entitled to their own opinion. And
okay,
this is just what we would do.
We don't need to do.
Yeah, I just want to preface
like,
that. Like
they can grow up.
I just think that you don't have to do what we say. This is just we're going to tell you guys what we would do in these situations.
I for some reason, when people try to do those disclaimers, like why do you need to say you're allowed to do whatever you want, but this is what I think, like duh, you don't need to put a disclaimer before you speak. Everyone,
that's like me when I give my friends advice and I'm like, but I don't know, it's your life, like do what you want.
Yeah, duh,
I always give the disclaimer.
So that's rule number one and the podcast is now done. Okay. No,
I wanted to
questions or just yapping.
We're gonna get to questions, but I really just wanted to ask Georgia about if you could give like one piece of advice for someone standing right in front of you and they are going through a breakup, what's one piece of advice? You only get to give them one piece of advice.
I don't even have to think. My advice would be grow up. Let's get over it. That's my advice. You have one day to cry and then get the hell over it. Like, you really just need to grow up. It's not that deep. I don't care if they were the love of your life. Like, life goes on. There's a plan. You need to just go with the plan and not be like some weak little weasel. Like, he's the weasel. Don't forget, ladies, men are weasels, so there's no reason to be like crying over them. And I'm not even trying to say that in like a, oh, we're so tough vibe. Like, it's just, it's really not that deep. And if you think about, if you've ever been heartbroken before, your first heartbreak is definitely the hardest to get through. But once you go through it, you're like, this is easy. Like, this does not faze me. I am not fazed by heartbreak or getting my heart broken. And I actually think it's an amazing thing that you were even able to love someone that made your heart feel like that. Like, it's amazing to have these experiences and feelings.
I agree. Like, obviously, because like the whole one day to cry thing, I'm a little more sensitive than Georgia. So I think that like have that mentality, but keep in mind that like we will have that mentality, but we're still bawling our eyes out. I don't know about Georgia, but like,
no, of course
you need to just remember that, like, you just have to push forward.
Yeah. Like, and something that actually helps me, this is a little bit of a tip, but if you're upset, this could be heartbreak, could be friendship. Heartbreak could be losing a family member. Heartbreak could be a boyfriend. Like, it comes in many different ways. Okay. But I think something that sometimes helped me, if it's like a friendship or a boyfriend and it's someone who has done you wrong and you're heartbroken, you need to not like glorify the situation. And you need, okay, Sydney, this is like throwing off my thoughts. She's like filming me right now. Sydney's really trying to make like Instagram stories and stuff.
Keep
She's
going.
Like, we got to make sure everyone's
keep going. Yeah.
No, you have to make sure that you're not glorifying the situation. Okay. If someone doesn't want to be with you and they break up with you, why are you trying to fight for the relationship? And I'm not saying that like it's an easy thing to do. Like, yeah, I know it's confusing and it's hard, but where was I going with this?
Okay, wait, I kind of want to build off that though, how you're saying if someone doesn't want to be with you, this is one thing I always think. I am definitely a very, like, I'm an overthinker and I'm a little stress ball, but one thing that does, like, what stresses me out is like, what's the plan, what are we doing here? What does not stress me out is an absolute. So when someone, if a guy looks at me and he's like, I don't want to be with you, I'm honestly calm. Like, there are so many people who don't tell their significant other when they don't want to be with them. And then they end up like trapped in this relationship. So if anything, like, obviously it's hard to like put perspective into a sad moment. But like, if anything, you should be like, okay, well, that's the truth. And at least I'm not in this relationship where my significant other doesn't want to be with me.
Okay. That reminds me of my point I was going to make is I 100% agree with that. And if you're having a hard time with like moving on or understanding that they don't want to be with you, sometimes what I do is I wake up and I look myself in the mirror and I'm like, they don't want to be in your life, Georgia. They don't want to be in your life. And I will like repeat it to myself a couple times, like, you know, verbal affirmations, like manifestation, whatever the hell you want to call it. But like, you need to say it so your brain hears it, so you understand and you get it through your head that they don't like you. And it's okay that they don't like you, but you have to understand it's not like, oh, because of this reason, or like he just needs some space to grow, or like he just got fired from his job, so he's stressed, or his grandma's sick. Like, no, he doesn't like you. Get it through your
skull.
But
also, like, when someone doesn't like you,
who cares?
No, but okay, you are so crazy.
So these things no, are it's being good. Too harsh.
No, this is Georgia though. Like, this is what I grew up with.
Who cares?
But it's a good mentality. Like, it's like good cop, bad cop. But I also think like, you have to remember, love is like, you can't control who you love. So you really shouldn't take it personally when someone doesn't love you, because it really has nothing to do with you, because you can't even control who you love.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, if I don't like this ice cream flavor, you can be like, oh, well, I actually like my taste. You know, like, you have more reasons. Or it's like, oh, I don't want to go to the movies, I don't really like the movies. But when you don't love someone, you can't even like put love into words. Like, you're not choosing not to love someone. Like, you, I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, I don't like chocolate ice cream, but that doesn't mean chocolate ice cream doesn't have a fat ass. Like, chocolate ice cream is like number one seller everywhere. Like, it literally, chocolate lava cakes, vegan chocolate pudding. Like, vegans aren't copying vanilla stuff. Like, chocolate is the shit. And I don't love chocolate. So is chocolate going to go cry itself a river? No. And I don't do that personally. I take that motto into my own life. I know that I am a hot piece of ass, and it doesn't matter if he doesn't want me.
Yeah, my mom and Georgia will always be like, if you're ever crying about a boy, they're like, what's going on? And they're like, you get one day to cry and then pack it up, pack it up.
Okay, so one time Cinny was crying about a guy, and as a sister, like older or younger, that makes you so mad. Oh my God, wait a second. Let's talk about the way that guys around my sisters makes me feel. Like, I think they're all weasel energy.
No,
like,
guy is ever good enough for Georgia.
Like, I get really grossed out, first of all. Like, Sabrina and Cinny will like bring guys to like a family dinner. I'm like, like, I cannot deal. I mean, maybe if it's been like a long time and like I'll start opening up my walls, but I'm just not really down for that okay. vibe. But anyways, okay, I'm digressing, but this guy like hurts Sydney's feelings. She's like sad. I don't know what happened, but like something happened and she was like upset about this guy. And so she's crying and she calls me, like, typical sister call, cry, like, okay, cool. Like, you kind of, you like give her like a little sentence of condolences, and then you guys are like talking about something else while she continues to cry and you're like making spaghetti. So anyways, that goes on for a day. The next day, I'm like, oh, Cindy hasn't called me, because she knew that if she called me again crying, like, I was going to fly to Toronto.
I was told I get one day to cry. So I'm like, well, this is a day too.
You get one day. Seriously. Like, that's what our mom says. It is a
good mentality. But you also have to keep in mind, there's different things that come with different ways of dealing with stuff. So if you do cry one day, sometimes you don't address, like, what you're actually feeling. Like, that is kind of, like, sweeping things under the rug, in a sense. But it also works. Like, it's not that deep. Like, I can sweep a little weasel under the rug.
Yeah, okay, I think there's two parts to it. Like, it depends. Like, usually it is just a weasel, so, like, sweep them under the rug. Like, couple tears, that's it. We're not spending the whole day on this crap. But if it's, like, a relationship that you guys were together for, like, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, I think anything more than 1 year, or, like, it was a cheating scenario, something like that, like, definitely you need to deal with it. You need to unpack it. I think it's so unnecessary to, like, have baggage or whatever the hell people call it. Like, you need to deal with your stuff. But that doesn't mean cry about it for 7 days, for 7 months, like, drop out of school, quit your job. Like, that's not what that means. Like, think things yeah. through, talk things through with your friends, talk about it for days and days and days, but you don't need to be crying like a little weasel.
And your friends should be letting you talk about it. I agree. Totally. Like, you don't want to just sit in the tears. Like, you have to, for yourself, you have to get up and you have to go, like, put that energy into something else. If a mm-hmm. guy is ever making me upset, like, I always, like, if anything's making me upset, the way my outlet has always been working out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I work out every day anyways, but, like, usually, like, if I'm upset, I'm running a little longer, I'm running a little faster, and, like, that's always been, like, a really positive outlet.
Totally. Find your outlet.
I also, and it should be a healthy one. Like, another thing I would say is, in terms of outlets, like, when you're going through heartbreak, obviously everyone has their own habits, but, like, I know for me, I don't really like to drink or party if anything's ever making me sad. Oh,
I do. I was actually going to touch on this too.
I think it's important to, like, go out and be with your friends, but you know, do you ever see the people going through, like, a heartbreak and they get a little too drunk and it's like, maybe they shouldn't be out yet? Like, you mm-hmm. take care of yourself. Like, you should know, like, if you're feeling a little bum, but you want to see your friends, go out. If you're feeling absolutely shattered and heartbroken still, I wouldn't really, like, go out
pick
and start
up the bottle.
I wouldn't, like,
no,
take shots
that.
Because I've seen it on multiple occasions. Someone getting too drunk, they're a little heartbroken, and then
they're
spirals.
Crying in the club. It's like, come on, like, he's gonna yeah. see you. That's such not the good vibe.
But I also want to say, when you go through a breakup, I always tell people, whenever my friends are like, oh, I tell them, okay, I was like, you're gonna feel like crap for like 2 days, absolute garbage crap, and I'm like, this is gonna really suck for like 7 days, and then it'll start to slowly get back to normal. That's what I always say. Like,
totally.
You're gonna feel like crap
now,
100%.
Now, you guys might be noticing that Sid and I are not really sharing about intimate details of heartbreaks that we've maybe been through before. And that is because we've never really had a heartbreak from a real man. Now, let me tell you, was I having a little cry here or there? Yes, I was.
From some weasels.
Did I go through a little heartbreak? Yes, I did. That made me stronger. And I am here today. I'm the person I am today because of it. But
yeah,
my point is, looking back, like, a year, 2 years, 3 years of the things that I maybe had been feeling at the time, like, I laugh. I literally laugh mm-hmm. myself to sleep thinking, why the hell did I even cry about that little weasel?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm so unfazed by it now. And and that's the point. Like, you're not going to care about it later. It's really not that deep. These lessons
are all blessings. Mm-hmm. Like, you just become better. And this is a universal experience. Mm-hmm. Every single, but it's my best friend.
Yeah, like, too bad. We talk every day.
But I thought we were going to get married. And it's really sad. I'm not saying it's not sad. I'm just saying.
Heartbreaking.
This is so normal. Like, don't be like, oh my God, my world is ending. Trust me, it's not. Everyone has the same feeling. This is a universal experience.
Universal. Think of every love song you've listened to. Like, it's comforting to know. I think that everybody on the planet has experienced heartbreak and is maybe feeling it at the same time as you right now.
I think, like, the lowest I've ever felt one time is, like, I woke up one morning because, like, I love the mornings and, like, I feel like the morning is a happy time. And I woke up and I started bawling my eyes out.
And I was didn't
like,
want to get out of bed.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. Whoa, that was dark. And I'm like, I didn't even know. Like, I've never woke up just sad. Because usually, like, my dad always says everything is worse at night. So he's like, you don't think about things at night in mm-hmm. every aspect of life. He's like, yeah. Everything is worse at night. I'm like, that's so true. So, like, when you first break up and it's like nighttime and you want to text them, blah, 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 blah. But I was so taken off guard whenever, like, have you ever woken up crying?
Yeah, no, going that through heartbreak, like, you don't want to get out of bed. You're like, this is horrible. But our mother would come into our room, open our curtains, rip us out of bed, being like, we're going to Pilates today. And I'm like, Mom, like, can you please give me, like, at least a little pat on the back? She's like, knock it off. Like,
it's true, though. Like, you got to do it for yourself.
You got to have a friend or someone in your life, though, that also is helping you go through that. And you know what? If you don't, just try to be that person for yourself, as hard as that might be. But, like, push yourself to continue with the pattern, like, go to the gym, go for a walk, cook some breakfast for yourself, like, really simple, plain things that you can go do throughout your day so you're not just, like, sitting and rotting in your sadness. I think
make sure
really
you're
help.
Eating, feed yourself, that's really important.
Drink some
I think
water.
Sometimes when you're really sad, it can be hard to eat, but you need to, like, nourish your body. You need to drink water.
Mm-hmm. And I promise you, 7 days from now, you're going to feel way better. Like, every day, at first, it gets worse and worse. And then after, I think, a week, it'll get a minuscule better every mm-hmm. single day. Until all of a sudden, one day, you think about that person, you're like, you giggle. Like, it won't bother you anymore.
And true love is all around you. It's true, though. Like, there's someone else coming.
Yeah, no.
Even though you don't feel it.
Like, I'm a strong believer in, like, having a path, and the universe will, like, guide you, and what's meant to be is meant to be. And I remember one heartbreak that I went through. I was so sad and I felt like I was really lonely, and that person was, like, connected to a lot of friends that I had at the time. So when I pulled out of that heartbreak, like, I kind of stopped hanging out with those people, those friends. Like, I pulled myself out of that whole group of people that I was with. And it was really hard. It was really hard to go through something like that without the friends anymore and having no one to really lean on. I mean, I had my family, of course. Like, I don't know. I don't want to make... This isn't like a feel bad. Like, I'm not a little... But it was a little bit sad. And that's what drove me to work on Strawberry Milk Mob. And I wholeheartedly believe that I wouldn't be on this podcast right now if I wouldn't have had, like, those 6 months of, like, no friends, no boyfriend, like, no nothing. Because I don't know, I just started, like, that was my outlet. My outlet was, like, working on bikinis, making designs, like, working on myself, right? So I think finding your outlet is really important.
Like, when you humans don't really like change, so when you're someone that you speak to every day and, like, love so much is, like, ripped from your life, you're going through, like, change. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. That's, like, so normal. But something to keep in mind, too, if you're in a relationship, is don't make them your everything either. Like, the two of you should be so strong apart and then even stronger together. And that's something to, like, look within as well. Like, if this is a person that you think you depend on, that's not good either. Like, you should be okay with or without them. And I think that also comes with, like, growth and, like, getting to know yourself and stuff. But, like, it's so cliche, but, like, self-love is really important, and you need to make sure that you do truly, like, love yourself and everything about yourself. And if you're going through a breakup, that's a good time to, like, reconnect with what you want, who you are, and what you truly feel.
Yeah, I think your point of being your own person is really important. And I think us women really forget about that. Like,
I agree.
You need to have your own activity or day of the week or thing that you do that has nothing to do with your partner, because I just think it's really important to have that. And he needs to do that too. Like whether he's golfing, maybe you're doing a pottery class, maybe you're going to Pilates, like something that he has nothing to do with, because you need to still be your own person. Like you can't mush your whole schedule into what he's up to and what he's doing. Cause he's not like, I'm sorry, he's going to be so uninterested and unattracted to someone who's doing that. I think.
Yeah. You really need to be, I don't know. I feel like I've become so hyper independent over the years that like whenever I like do like someone, I kind of freak out. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, like the idea of like merging a lifestyle is like so scary. Mm-hmm. Cause then you have that risk of like, totally being ripped apart.
Totally. And I think
that's life.
That is life.
Also, something to think about as you sit in your bed right now, you cry, you're upset, like this is like, so this is what life is all about, like these big emotions. In my opinion, I just think that like the two biggest things you feel is like love and loss, and like this is why we're here. We're not here to wake up every day and feel nothing. You're gonna have your heart ripped out, and I have a secret, okay? This is not the last time you're going to be heartbroken by.
This is not the last
time. This is not the first, and this is not the last. So what I would recommend.
Buckle up.
Write a little journal. So next time you get your heart ripped out by a guy, you can read your journal. And then the past you and the present you can go through it together.
And I promise you, the heartbreak, like heartbreaks get easier and easier as you get older. I'm 26 now. I don't think there's heartbreaks that are like, at least a guy heartbreak. Like I'm not fazed, honey. But I will say, if we're taking a step before the heartbreak happens, like let's reflect on our relationships. I was mentioning how you need to have like different things that you're focused on and things that your partner's focused on. Like Brad and I have friends that we're friends. Like I'm friends with some of his friends. He's friends with some of my friends. Like we definitely have friends that we share, but he also has friends that I don't hang out with at all. Like I don't talk to them. They're his friends. And I have childhood friends where he knows like their name and that's it. And that's like one aspect of many different parts in our relationship where we have things that are separate. And it really, it's like the first time that I've ever really had that. And it really helps me to remember like me as my own person, and also for me to see him as his own person. And I think that, okay, I'm kind of going everywhere right now. But when you first start talking to a guy, that feeling where you're like so into their life, like there's a lot of different mysteries going on, like you're like flirting, like you're really into him and you want to be part of his life, you want to date him. Keeping those different sections in your relationship helps like keep that excitement almost, if that makes sense. Like I still get so like intrigued about Brad. It's like he's out with his friends golfing or like going for drinks, and I'm like, oh my god, like what are they up to? Like I still get that like feeling you get when you first are like talking to a guy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you should always feel like a spark.
It helps keep no, but that's cute. I'm saying like it's hard to keep that spark, and I think what helps that is him having things that I don't know about. Like
you need to have separate lives.
Yeah, like he has his golf brand and he like fulfills orders and everything, and like I don't do it with him. Like he will give me an update at the end of the day or the end of the week and be like, this is what's going on with the business right now, and I'm like so interested to hear it because I'm not there every single second texting
I've
him.
Talked to couples before and they're like, yeah, no, we could never, I don't even know how this topic came up, but they're like, oh, we could never have the same job, like we would need, no, like you're supposed to get up and like go to your separate jobs and mm-hmm. like have your own lives and like come together. But then again, everyone's different, I yeah, guess everyone, but is that's different. What I would want, but some people might want to work together every second.
But that's the thing, I'm with, I think Brad, it's good to all the time, like I am with him all the time.
Yeah, you are.
I will say that we don't text constantly, which is something that I used to think was not good. Like I thought if you, and Sydney actually comments,
everyone's
on this
different. I like texting a lot.
Yeah, I do not like texting. I don't think Brad likes it. I don't even know, but I don't like texting. I don't respond to any of my texts. I just, it's like, I can't even explain why. I just, it's not my thing. It's really hard for me. Like when someone who I don't know that well is texting me, I don't want to be rude. And I get like all this stress about how I need to respond. Whereas like if someone knows me and they text me, I'm like, they know I'm not responding. Like, I don't care.
Oh, I don't necessarily like texting, but like when I really like someone, I do like talking to them all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I like to hear, like, once a day, I'll definitely check in with Brad, for sure. We're checking in, we're giving a little update, it's like a FaceTime, or, yeah, it's usually a call.
I'm trying to spend less time on my phone, though, so honestly, maybe.
But, like, what the hell are you texting about? Like, I just, hey, like, how's your day? Oh, good.
No,
like,
I just think it's a different form of communication. I also had, like, a friend who was in a long-distance relationship, and, like, they never even, like, FaceTimed or anything, and, like, that totally worked for them, and I was like, oh, my God, I would need to, like, I'd want to FaceTime. Like, it's just different, I guess.
Even when I went to Switzerland last week, like, Brad and I would FaceTime, like, every other day. I mean, there was a time change, but like, we don't freak out. And, like, there's no, like, insecurities of me being like, oh my God, oh, what is he doing? And, like, I don't
for
need
me,
to.
It wouldn't be a freak out. I just, like, I'm...
It would be a freak
out. I'm very much, like, I talk to my friends a lot, though. Like, I feel
actually,
like
actually, yeah, you text them constantly.
I'm really, I'm trying to be on my phone less, though. Like, I just, I feel like I need to know what, like, everyone's up to all
Simi
the time.
Has, like, 100 group chats, and she's, like, constantly texting in them. And then sometimes I'll get pulled into these group chats, and they're all, like, ding, 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 like, saying all these jokes, like, inside
they're
things.
So funny.
The amount of energy it takes me to contribute to these conversations, like, I feel like I don't know how to hang. I don't know how to text.
I am trying to spend less time on my phone, though. That's why I bought a book, and I
good
read
start,
that
honey.
But something about me, like, I read that book, like, I went on the plane, I read the book, like, done. Mm-hmm. I was off my phone.
Did you buy Wi-Fi on the airplane?
I did, and I don't know why. I really don't know why. I wish there wasn't Wi-Fi on the airplanes. I discovered Wi-Fi on airplanes about a year ago, and I was like, wow, game changer, because, like, the flight goes by way faster.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Okay, I really want to pull up some of these questions now. I put the Strawberry Milk Pod Instagram. Follow there for, like, updates and everything. That's where I'm going to be asking questions for the time being. And a lot of really good questions came in, and honestly, these questions kind of made me, like, a little, like, aw, because I feel like these are questions that, like, I would always go to Georgia with, and I feel like I've had advice my whole life, and it kind of made me sad that, like, people don't, like, maybe they don't have that, like, someone to give them this advice.
Okay, what are the questions?
I could be wrong, though. Maybe they're like, oh my God, I want to be featured. But I was just like, oh, like, this is all stuff I could always ask Georgia my whole life. Okay, questions about breakups. How do I break up with my boyfriend of 5 years without fully breaking his heart?
Oh my God. Breaking up with someone is 100 times worse than getting broken up with. I will always say that. I would rather everyone break up with me than I having to break someone's heart. It's like the worst feeling in the world.
My
good luck. Next question.
Don't know. You're in it for the long run. No. My gut reaction to that is it's better to do it at 5 years than 7 or 10.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say,
like,
too.
Like, you need to do it, girl.
You guys, I actually...
Sorry, and you're going to break his heart. And you're going to break your own heart. Like, you're both going to cry, and it's going to be horrible. And then it's till it's not horrible anymore. But I would say if you're having those doubts, the sooner the better.
I think I actually have a lot of experience with this, and it is a very horrible feeling, but I think Sydney's right. Do it yesterday. Do it as soon as you freaking can. I think it's more sad if you were to ever see that you wrote in on this podcast asking that. Like, the fact that it's like a thought in your head, he's probably already feeling those vibes from you. You're not doing anything wrong. I'm not trying to, like, guilt you or anything, but I'm just saying, like, the sooner you can let him move on, the better he's going to be if you truly care about his happiness.
For both of you, too.
Both of you, for sure. Like, you don't need to stick with someone just because you feel bad. Like, 5 years is a really long time. Maybe you're young, maybe you're not. Maybe you, like, grew to new, whatever. Like, step one, let him know, end it. And then step two, get the hell out of his life. Like, do not check in, do not like his pics, do not, like, give him reminders of you. Like, literally disappear from that poor guy's life. I think personally, maybe
it's gonna be really hard for, like, both of you. 5 years is, like, that's a pretty good chunk of time, but
it's really hard.
And you also say, like, without fully breaking his heart, like, your heart's going to be broken too, though. Like, it,
for sure.
It's really, it sucks for both of you. Like, but you just have to.
But do you agree? So if you've been together for 5 years, should she reach out to him and say happy birthday? Because, like, it's been 5 years. But also when exes reach out to you and say happy birthday, it kind of, like, brings you in.
No, I think that when you break up in a very, like, mature way, like, you have a conversation and be like, hey, like, this isn't working. You guys are still...
Okay, I've never experienced that.
I think that's, like, if someone, like, cheats and then is like, ah, and there's, like, a screaming match, I maybe wouldn't wish them happy birthday. But if it's very just, like, you fall out of love, then I think it's hard. Like, that's, like, hard. People will always say, like, it's better to, like, hate your ex. But when you truly just, like, fall out of love and you need to end it, that's, like,
but
painful.
But, Sid, what about, like, think about people that I've broken up with that still... like, that were heartbroken if I would have reached out and said happy birthday or like happy New Year's, it would have just made them like ruin their day, brought them in, wondered if I was interested, okay. like messed with their head.
You never reached out because I don't think you ever truly loved any of them.
No, well, yeah, true. But I'm saying like I was ghosting to try to help them.
No, but if you truly, truly were in love.
Okay, yeah, true. So I've never truly been in love. I don't think you ever. For sure.
Like I looked back and I'm like, well, like that was just.
No, okay, yeah, you're so right. I didn't even think about that. It's because I didn't care. Yeah. I've never cared before. For sure. Like,
I fear
I would say happy birthday to Brad, though, for sure.
I would say happy birthday to Brad. I love Brad. Okay. This girl says, what if you see your ex, Brad, daily, and you feel something, but you broke up 2 years ago?
Move on, honey. You don't take the trash back in after you brought it out.
Okay. I have a different answer.
What? An ex is an ex. Like, sorry, but do you think that your husband you're going to walk down the aisle with was going to be, oh, yeah, he was once my ex. We broke up. Like, no, okay. That's not your true love.
Well, you don't know why they broke up.
I don't need to know.
Okay, well, my
thing. A breakup is a bad thing.
Okay, well, I don't know why you guys broke up.
Because you love them. Like, it's not a good reason.
Okay, well, if you, depending on how you broke up, if it was a messy breakup, then walk away. But if it was.
Wait, Sid, a breakup is never because a good thing happened. A breakup only happens when a bad thing happens. So if the bad thing happens, he's not your husband.
But sometimes people let things go and they come back to them.
Like what? Give me an example.
But also, I feel like, okay, I could be wrong, but I really just feel like when guys want something, they go and get it. So if you guys are seeing each other almost every day, he'd go and get it.
True. It is a man's world out there, to be honest. Okay. And also, I think what you need to do. Okay. I'm actually going to be a little bit nicer. Sorry, guys. I think that you should think about, why are you interested? Do you have nothing going on in your life and you're kind of bored? Yeah, been there before. You know what I mean? Like, relatable. Are you just, did he get a new haircut and he's just looking really good? Like, relatable.
Are you
know
kind of just like, ooh, my ex, like kind of a fantasy?
Yeah, relatable. You know, like, what are you really into him? Like, what was the real reason? I'm thinking of like, what was the reason?
Also, like, if you're seeing him every day, like, do you guys work together? Are you kind of just like, oh my God, like,
yeah,
that's my ex. Like, we're in the office. Like, what? Like, totally. Are you kind of just like, remember why you broke up with him, sweetheart?
Yeah. And just think of my question I asked before, like, why did you break up? Breakups are usually because of a bad reason. So what is it? I'm all about like forgiving, and we can talk. I want to talk about forgiveness, actually, Sid. Let's talk about that next. But like, I'm all about forgiving, but forgiving is to help you. It doesn't mean get back with him, if that makes sense.
I think I need more context to this question. I need to know what happened.
Yeah.
Another one, I thought this was interesting that we need to talk about, because Georgia has been telling me this since I was like probably 10 years old. But this girl said, how could he suddenly turn off his emotions and act so cold towards me? And the secret is, unless he hates your guts, he didn't. Like, I feel like when you go through a breakup. And
I've never said that before.
No. So when you go through a breakup, and it's like silence and you don't hear from them, and you're like, oh my God, like they're not even sad. Like, who told you that? Like, who told you that? You're like crying yourself to sleep and you're like, they don't even care. They're not crying too. And it's like, are you with them? They're crying too. Now,
oh yeah, they're crying.
You too. Just don't know. Like, when
they're going through it too.
Everyone's going through it. He's sad. You're sad. His emotions aren't off. I feel like guys are just like, when they know it's bad, feel like guys are really good at like, they're like, this is bad news, and they don't get involved. Like, they kind of like
turn it off,
fake turn off their emotion.
Well, I think they, like, why,
they're really good at putting on a face
is because guys don't talk about these things with their friends. Like, you go to your girlfriends, they support you, hug it out, you talk about it for 5 hours. Like, his friends are like, you broke up? Yeah. Oh man, cool. Yeah. Want
to
play FIFA?
Boys were like raised to suppress their emotions. Like, they were told that they're not allowed to have emotions.
He will be going through it in like 2 months. But that's when he goes through it.
I remember I've had this conversation with Georgia before, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, does he care? Georgia's like, of course he cares. Like, he's upset too. Like,
the person,
don't tell yourself he doesn't care.
With the person who initiated the breakup is more sad, I think, every time.
Yeah, because you have to take on all the guilt.
All the guilt. It's horrible.
But you should never think that. Like,
but who cares? Like, why are we even thinking about this? Like, no, yeah, because, they're sad, no, whatever. No, it's not about them, no, it's about you.
Because you spend like time with someone, and then it seems like they're like, yeah, we're done, and then they don't seem fazed. So she thinks that he's like doesn't care about her at all.
I just think, but it's,
of course,
not
he cares.
Deep.
Of course,
like,
he's sad. Both, I spend, that, it is deep.
you spend a long time eating your Chipotle burrito, you don't like think about it later in the day. I know it's not
Wait, I am not a Chipotle burrito.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's not that deep, you guys. Like, so what? You spent a year of time with him. Like, it's not about him. No. You learned lessons with him. You had memories with him. But it's not about him. It's about, like, the time that you had.
You're not focusing on the question, though.
Oh, sorry. I want to talk
about forgiveness. She's saying, how could he totally turn off his emotions? And the answer is, they're not off.
Yeah, they're not off.
He's putting on a facade.
Oh, I thought that was obvious. Yeah. He's definitely not turning them off. Like, he's definitely sad. And, but I don't know. I don't like this question.
Okay.
Because who cares what he thinks?
Some.
Next question.
Because you want them to think that they care. Okay, someone said, do you think closure is a good thing, or is it not knowing every detail moving on better? Closure does not exist. Period.
Closure does not freaking exist.
There's no such thing. Stop lying to yourself. Oh, I need to close.
No, I'm going to give you the trick of how to get closure. Okay, this honestly is a true thing. Closure, I used to think, was like having one more conversation with that person for them to say, I really don't like you, one more time, you know, in a different way. That's not closure. Closure is that feeling where you can finally think about that person and not have like your gut like drop or like
Agreed.
Have that reaction. And the best way that I think to get that is forgiveness. I think forgiving people, because when you hold a grudge on somebody and you don't forgive them, it doesn't hurt them. It doesn't affect them. They have no idea about that feeling. Like, it's all in your own head and body and soul. And when you forgive someone, you let that go.
I agree.
And you have to forgive. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, it's not about you. Like, they acted those ways because of their own issues, their own problems, whatever the scenario is. Always forgive people. It will like lighten your shoulders. It will lighten your heart. It's very, very hard to do, but try really hard to do it, because that is the only way that you will get closure and move on, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think closure is when you can finally like block someone or forget about someone, be like, I don't really care about you, and truly mean, not like, I don't care. Like, mm-hmm. truly be like, oh, wait, I don't care about this person, their opinion, or what they're up to. Goodbye. To me, that's closure, and that's through your own self-work.
Totally.
There's no conversation, there's no words that he's gonna say. Stop lying to yourself and do not hook up with him.
Yeah, do not hook up with him. And it just throws that in there really quickly. I think also, like, to get this, we're talking about these things as if they're really easy to do. Like, reaching that point where you're able to forgive does take time, and it does take a lot of like mental conversations and thoughts and talks with your friends and your sisters. But I think that there's steps that happen before that. Like, something that I do is I block them on all social media so that I can't see their stories. I block their number if they keep like texting me, like, just cut them out of your life.
And you don't block them in like a toxic way where you like block them and then unblock them and then no, you block them, they're gone, they're done, close the book, cut communication. I don't understand when people talk to their ex. There's nothing to chat about. There is nothing to talk about. You are delaying the inevitable. It needs to go radio silent. Yeah. You don't need to be speaking. You're just making it harder.
I was mad at this guy once, so I blocked him on social media. I deleted all of his friends, deleted every single like connection that there was to him, and I moved on with my life. And that's like what I needed to do, because when you go on social media and you watch this story or that story that's connected in this way, or they're at this party, like, it's not healthy for you. And I personally, I can't move on if I'm like constantly seeing that stuff. So I just deleted it. And you have full control over what you see. Like, just delete it. It's not that big of a deal.
I also think, though, that when you really do go radio silent, guys kind of like, what's going on? It hurts their ego a bit. So they might try and like poke into your life more, which is actually annoying. If you like, if you really were just trying to block them and cut them out, it's actually annoying.
Let's be real, we never really want them to stop.
No,
so this is how you do it. This is how you get them to text you, view your story.
Men respond to silence, not words.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Wait, we need to say that like six more times.
Men respond to silence, not words.
Do not ever tell a man how you feel, whether you are upset, happy. Do not tell him anything.
Talking stages.
Zip it. Take your mouth and zip it closed, because he knows how you feel.
Toxic 101, have your hand and hold it right up to your chest. Don't show them anything, okay?
Like, oh, he didn't plan a date night for you and you're really disappointed. Like, don't send him a paragraph. What are you in like 2012? You don't send a paragraph letting him know how you feel. You just stop texting him. He will figure the hell out.
Never, ever. Okay. never send a paragraph. I made a TikTok about this.
Never send a paragraph, ever,
under any circumstances. First of all, no one should ever make you so upset where you have to type it out. They're not going to read it. They don't care. And if anything, you're going to scare the crap out of them.
Yeah.
Nobody deserves, like, not like you write the paragraph, but don't send it. Like,
send it to
they
your
don't
friend.
Even if they, someone's making you so upset that you want to write out an essay,
say
they don't even deserve to, like, see that they made you that mad. Because when you send a paragraph, I almost feel like guys are like, oh, I have her so in her head
guys
right now.
Do not respond to that stuff.
Like, they're just like, she's crazy and I'm so in her head. Yeah. Like, don't play it cool.
Radio silence, say nothing. But I don't think you should either, like, play it cool. So I don't think you should, like, continue to,
I would,
like,
just
talk,
block them.
Hang out with them.
Like,
I would,
if
block
someone's
them
pissing you
silent.
Off, they don't care about you. They never will. There's nothing you can say. There's
in
no closure. There's
days,
no conversation.
They will show up to your apartment with flowers and a card and ask you, okay, wait, please explain what's going on.
Yeah, that's so
and
irritating.
That is when you then tell them, this is how I feel. But not until they're at the doorstep, like, begging you to explain. And they will ask you to explain. They will beg you if they care. So, just so you know, don't write a paragraph, honey.
Someone says, get back with him after a mistake, cheating, not treating you well, but says he'll change. He won't change.
Okay, a mistake. Are we really going to call this a mistake now? That is not a mistake. That is, he doesn't like you. He does not like you. I'm not even trying to be
mean. No, he doesn't
mean.
Like himself. And because of that, he doesn't know how to treat you well.
In maybe some aspects, but he also just doesn't like her.
Actually, no, I don't think that guys cheat on girls because they don't like you.
Actually,
I think they cheat because they are
pieces
of crap.
Like,
they, and it's not okay. But I just think, I don't think it has. So, like, at least take that. Like, I think that if a guy is dating you.
Wait, we cannot say it's okay to cheat, Sunny.
No, it's not okay. But I don't think, like, don't be like, I'm not enough. Like, you probably are enough. Like, he's the one that needs to go to therapy. It has nothing to do with you. He has the issue.
But if we're talking about, like, if we're talking about he didn't do something for your birthday, or he didn't do a thoughtful, like, he's never asking you how your day was. Like, if we're talking about those type of things that
honestly,
are mistakes.
No, that is a mistake. Like, walk away. No, that makes me so mad, though. Like, he didn't do anything for your birthday. There's no excuse.
No, I'm saying it's not a mistake. I'm saying he doesn't like you very much because I'm sure you have had a guy who's obsessed with you. And does he act that way?
No. When a guy really likes you, they act crazy, actually.
That's
they
what
go
men are supposed
crazy.
To do. They are supposed to scavenge for food and build fires and find their woman. That's what they do. They are the hunters. Women just wait to be hunted.
I've seen guys when they really like me and they act like kind of like cuckoo and like I don't judge
crazy.
Them or anything, but like they'll do anything to see you. They'll do anything to impress you. So if they're not doing that and you're kind of like, I don't think he likes me. Yeah, he probably doesn't. And I've learned that one the hard way a few times.
Yeah, Cindy said this thing the other day where she was on one of these guys. She was like, she wasn't talking to him, but it was this guy who was kind of like on her roster. And
okay, I don't have a roster.
In her peripheral view, okay? In her peripheral view. And I was like, oh, so what's going on with him? And she's like, oh, like, I put myself out there. He didn't pick it up. So it's over. And I think that's like the truest thing. What the hell is that sound?
I don't know, but I did say that. I'm like, wow, I'm so wise.
Wait, it's so true, though. Like, if you, like, you that's the thing. Like, again, the man is going to hunt, okay? You put yourself out there. You are at the party. You are showing interest. You're making the eye contact. You're, like, showing that you are interested in a subtle way. Don't start acting crazy, ladies.
Ball
he can then pick up the sticks.
Ball is in his court. And if he doesn't act on it, he's not interested. So, and
totally.
Then some of my friends were like, what do you mean? And I was like, no, that's done. Packing it up, like, onto the next. Because, like, I'm not, like, he's not interested. So,
okay, but also I think
I'm also not going to convince someone to be interested.
I think it also is dependent on the type of person, though, because I think Sydney wants, and, like, I would, too.
True.
I do
want
someone who's obsessed with you. Like, you
100%.
Want someone who is obsessed, like, for sure. I want to be, like, gassed up all day long. So
I also know what I bring to the table, and I'm very confident in who I am and what I have to offer.
Oh,
so I'm not waiting around for nobody.
Yeah.
Even when I probably should wait a little bit. This one's interesting. How long should I wait till I meet someone else after a year-long relationship? If you feel like you're ready to meet someone else, go meet them.
Yeah, if you're ready, you're ready. I would just make sure that you... I think that it's important when you think of your ex that they aren't causing that gut deep wrenching feeling and they aren't causing any like emotional reaction, because if they are, that means you're not over it. You have some stuff to work through still. So I think you should work through it. You should forgive. You should feel like totally unfazed by that person, and then you're ready. And like, there are relationships where like, if you ended it with your ex because you didn't care about him at all, like you might already be moved on, you know, but you have to just make sure that you fully are moved on. Otherwise, you're going to drag that baggage into the next relationship. And we don't do baggage around here.
Yeah, I agree. That also just made me, I don't know why I randomly thought about this, but people always say, and I think it's true, like women deal with heartbreak like straight on, like right when it happens, they deal with it. And I feel like guys, when they first get out of a relationship, are super like, woo! And then like 3 months later, they're like world shatters. Totally. So if you ever see your man like running around, you're like, oh my God, he's not even sad. Like you're going to break up. He's going to go hook up with someone.
Instagram story start. He's like all of a sudden, you're going to think he doesn't
care. He does care, but he's going to deal with it in a couple months.
All of a sudden he's getting haircuts. He's like putting quotes up. Oh my God. Typical. I want to just make a little disclaimer, even though I'm against disclaimers. I didn't mean to come across like rude. And I'm also not trying to be the girl that's like, oh, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Like, trust me, I've definitely had my days of like bawling my eyes out and having my heart hurt. But I'm proud of it. And I feel like it's just part of life. And I've grown from it. And I wouldn't take back any like lessons that I've learned. So I'm just trying to like keep it lighthearted and remind you that it's not that deep. I've been through it and you're going to get through it too.
Yeah, I think the overall message is like, even though Georgia will like cry her eyes out, what she's telling you what's in her mind. So her mind is like, get up, get going, and it's like all like, let's persevere. But that doesn't mean that like she's not crying too. Like this is stuff that she tells herself when she's
like
sad.
You're not like, this is what we tell ourselves. You're not like weak or anything like that. I know I was calling you a weasel. You're not a weasel. Like, of course it's sad, I understand that. I'm just trying to like, we gotta be tough here. We gotta like really get up and keep going.
How do I know when to stop fighting for a relationship with someone I still love? You know, it's time.
Love is not enough, ladies. Love is never going to be enough. And that is something that you need to learn. Because it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter if you are in love with someone. That's not all that. Like that.
Which is heartbreaking.
I honestly believe like love is 30 to 40% of a relationship. There's like so many other parts to it. What kind of, like, do you guys have similar lifestyles? Do you guys have similar political views? Do you guys have the same type of hobbies? Do you guys have, like, what are your family dynamics? Where do you guys live? Like, there's so many other things. Love is really amazing when it gets to be part of it.
Yeah.
But like, it's not enough. I'm sorry. Too
and
bad.
It can be hard to like realize that and walk away. Like, that's not an easy thing to do.
It sucks.
But saying that you're fighting for a relationship with someone I still love, like, if you're fighting for it and he's not fighting for it back,
you
like,
you shouldn't be fighting. I don't think there's ever like, you don't fight for your man. Like, your man should be fighting for you.
Like, you, no, like, you should both want the relationship. But also, this brings us back to our first question when someone was like, how do I break up with the relationship of 5 years? And I said, it's so much better to like break up than stay in it, because it sounds like if you're fighting for him, he doesn't know how to end it, right? Mm-hmm. And you're stuck in it. And like, if you're unhappy, this goes back to what Georgia told me. We talked about this a couple episodes ago. If someone is making you cry, something is wrong and it's time to walk away. Like, you should not be upset crying. Something is wrong then, and it's not right.
Yeah. Okay, wait a second though. That girl who just asked a question, like, if you have 3 kids and you've been married or something, then yeah, you should fight. I think I need more.
Oh, that's
context.
True. We're talking to everyone
talking
like they're
like
21
year olds who are talking to some weasel. I'm like, you shouldn't be fighting for a weasel. Like, he's digging holes. So,
that's actually really true. I think it's different if you have kids.
I don't know if.
What are healthy habits to find yourself again after a breakup? I feel like we kind of touched on this, but like, work out, do some yoga, get into cooking, like find a new hobby, paint by numbers.
When
like,
you break up with a guy, you cannot be trying to like post the story for him to see.
Don't do
anything that has anything to do with him.
Because like, everyone knows what you're doing to every single person. Like, your mom knows, your grandma
knows.
Don't
go out to see him. Don't like wear something for him. Like, when you guys break up, you are done. You are cutting ties. That is it. Block him. Don't have contact and do things for yourself.
The less you post, the better too, because he'll be like, I wonder what she's up to. If you show him exactly what you're up to, like imagine you break up with a guy and then every day he's posting on his stories. How easy would it be to get over him? Because you would know exactly what he's up to every single day. Wouldn't you be like, oh, well, today he did this. You'd kind of feel like you're still in his life. Exactly. Now imagine if you broke up with a guy and he never posted on social media again. You would go insane. You'd be like, what's he up to?
Where did he go?
Stop posting, ladies. Stop posting.
Yeah, you just have to make sure that what you're doing every day is for yourself and like wholeheartedly what's making you happy and not focusing on him.
Wait, someone said advice on going on spring break with your ex, not allowed, canceled. Okay.
Why? Okay, ladies, why are we asking this right now? I think we know the answer to this.
I'm not giving you advice.
I am not giving you the green pass for that one, even though you thought I maybe would. Do that in private. Do not add that to our podcast, okay? Like, you know that's wrong. And you do your thing, girl, but just, that's enough.
This girl said how to not feel guilty for breaking up, even though he's a self-centered jerk.
Oh my God, I missed the word jerk.
Self-centered jerk.
Jerk.
Don't
feel bad, but like I said, you always feel guilty when you break up with someone. That's like, it, you just take on all this guilt from both of you, and it's really, really hard. That's why it's better to be broken up with, but get over it.
Yeah.
How do you get over
how
it?
How long
though?
Is...
We said how. We have to be...
Okay, how do you not feel guilty? You're gonna feel guilty, but I think you need to write yourself a note.
I think you need to remember that he probably doesn't even care, and he's probably with another girl already.
You need to remember that he's a self-centered jerk. That's how you not feel
guilty. He is a self-centered J-E-R-K, so just remind yourself that.
I feel like sometimes we want to give people a lot more respect than they're ever willing to give us, and we need to stop doing that.
Okay.
Everyone, this goes out to everyone in the whole world. Like, if someone does not respect you, you do not have to respect them.
He sounds like a self-centered jerk.
From what you've described, he sounds like a self-centered jerk, and I wouldn't feel guilty one bit.
SCJ.
You know what? Send him this.
Send him this.
Yeah. Okay? You self-centered jerk. Oh my gosh. Okay, this
Let's
is interesting.
Let's name the podcast self-centered jerk.
Self-centered jerk.
Let's make merch.
This goes out to their breakup. Okay, kind of off topic. Let's see. How do you stop hating his ex / being insecure? Have you heard the Olivia Rodrigo song that's like, I'm so obsessed with your ex?
Yes.
Such a banger. Okay, here's what I think about this. Everyone tries to do it. I remember I've had like guys I was seeing, and then my friends were like, oh, do you want to see who they're hooking up with? And I'm like, no, don't show me. Like, don't show me. Like,
you become obsessed.
You don't. It's really unhealthy.
I don't actually think it's, I've never like related to like hating the ex. Like, I just become kind of like infatuated with their life. Like, I'm just like interested about it, but I've never been like,
it's really unhealthy. I think
I just, it's like I, they turn into my influencer. I just like to kind of like check up what they're doing. No, they're like my influencer.
No, I know, but it's not healthy. Like, you really shouldn't be looking.
They're like my influencer. Think about it that way though. It's not like you have your influencers.
No, it's no, you have your cousins.
Your influencers don't know who's watching them. Like, it's
you shouldn't
on your burner account.
Be yourself always, baby girl. Don't compare.
Yeah, like, let it go.
You don't look.
Jealousy.
Don't look. Everyone looks. Don't look, though. It's not good.
Self. What's it called when comparison is jealousy's best friend, or some quote like
who's that. Hanging out?
But don't compare yourself to anyone, okay? There is enough like beauty and love and success in this world that we can all have a piece of it. You don't need to be like comparing yourself to some
also
random ass.
If he wanted his ex, he'd be with her.
Yeah, true.
So don't try and be that.
True.
Someone said, how do I not be angry? I think angry is a stage of a breakup, so I actually think you should be angry.
Yeah, be angry.
I think it goes sad, then you get angry, then you have like an
really
awakening
confused.
Then you question everything.
Yeah. It's just make sure you feel the feelings. Like, yeah, don't suppress them. I don't know. I know I was saying, when I say like stop crying, I'm not saying suppress your feelings and don't figure it out. But like, let's put a due date on this. We don't need to be dealing with this forever.
This is what I said earlier. Like, you need to feel all the emotions. But when Georgia gives this advice, she's saying this is what your mentality needs to be. It's like if I was like, how do I go in an ice bath? Like, okay, I get an ice bath and I'll be like, I'm not in an ice bath. I'm not cold. It's so warm. It's so warm. But like, obviously I'm freezing, but I'm telling you what mentality you should have when you go in an ice bath. Georgia is telling you the mentality that you should have going into a breakup. That doesn't mean it's not going to suck. That doesn't mean you're not going to cry, but you need to like have a strong mentality. And there's always light at the end of the tunnel. So why would you tell yourself different? Don't self-sabotage.
Okay, guys. So, ladies, whoever is going through some breakups right now, just keep your head up. Don't cry for too long. Feel your emotions. Vent about it with a friend, but keep it moving. We have a lot of other things we need to be doing, so don't waste too much time on the little weasel.
There's always light at the end of the tunnel. This
Every
is not to find you. It's going to just make you better. Keep your head high. And
we love you. We're thinking of you.
life goes really fast, especially if you're in your 20s. You have so much free time in your 20s. Like, free time becomes less and less. Take this lovely time as a blessing to learn more about yourself, take time for yourself, and just be like grateful for all this. Like, time is so fragile, and you've been given this time to look within. So look within and develop some new healthy habits, and love is just around the corner. So become the best version of yourself. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. The podcast has been really fun. We'll be back next Tuesday.
I love the podcast, you guys.
It's become our new like favorite thing of the week.
Okay, so if you're listening on Spotify right now, there's this thing you can do where you like click on our podcast profile and then you can leave a review, and it really helps us with our like ratings. And I'm also like looking at the reviews all the time, so yeah. I really appreciate if you do that.
Please leave a review, like and subscribe, and then follow us on social media. The Strawberry Milk Pod on TikTok.
Instagram.
On Instagram. I'm always checking the DMs. You can leave a message. I'll also throw up like more questions for the week. But we love you guys. There's already been such a strong response, and it's getting us so excited.
We have so many ideas. So thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.